Let us pray.
Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, that we who celebrate your Paschal feast, kindled with heavenly desires, may ever thirst for the fountain of life, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord is written in the book of the prophet Job, the 19th chapter. In those days, Job the prophet spoke, saying, "Oh, that my words were written! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that with an iron stylus and lead they were engraved in the rock forever! As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. Even after my skin is destroyed, yet from my flesh I shall see God, whom I myself shall behold, and whom my eyes will see, and not another. My heart faints within me." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle reading is written in St. Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, the 5th chapter. "Brethren, clean out the old leaven, so that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. At that time, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so that they might come and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. They were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" Looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, although it was extremely large. Entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right, wearing a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." They went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had gripped them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord.